Welcome to the second hour's readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Friends Helping Friends by Elizabeth Furman. As the coronavirus sweeps across the nation, day-to-day lives are changing quickly and drastically. Schools are closing, businesses are telling employees to stay home indefinitely, and basic necessities such as soap are flying off the shelves. However, one local woman is sharing kindness amid the panic. Cindy Weir Nutter, a private practice attorney in Odessa, is encouraging others to care for one another. Though we are all facing a change in lifestyle, it's important to remember the seniors, single parents, and children who may be facing different struggles. She added that seniors may have difficulty getting to stores to get groceries or vital prescriptions, while single parents required to return to work may be at loss in terms of child care. Nutter has planted a seed to begin helping these individuals. While most are faced with the importance of social distancing to limit the spread of the disease, Nutter is being social and getting those in need of help without physical interaction. Her solution was creating a Facebook group called Friends Helping Friends, a virtual meeting place for the community. So many people want to help but don't know how, Nutter said about the page. The Facebook group acts as a tool to direct people to those who need assistance and how exactly to help them. Nutter is suggesting grocery and supply delivery to those who can't make it to the store or shouldn't be out in public due to age and health concerns. She is also looking to connect people who need child care solutions, as not every parent is able to stay home currently. We're engaging people in creating their own groups, Nutter said. The page is a place to connect to those who need your aid and finding out how to best help. A simple trip to store or watching someone's child for a few hours could make a world of difference for someone. With a page acting as a middleman for the community, those physically close to or best capable of helping, these individuals can be connected. We don't want anyone to feel helpless, Nutter shared. The page also is a place of emotional support, as people are welcome to share their concerns and know they are not alone at this time. Join the group Friends Helping Friends to find out how you can help. Obituary and death notices from the Odessa American for Wednesday. Ronald Allen Chandler, 63, of Odessa, passed on March 16th in Odessa. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday, March 19th, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home, with Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Ronnie was born in Odessa to Bob and LaDonna May Chandler on July 31, 1956. Ronnie is preceded in death by his mother. He is survived by his father, stepmother Barbara Chandler, daughter Veronica Culver, brothers Steve and Kyle Chandler, two nieces. Arrangements were entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send family condolences, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Donna Joan Jackson, 78, of Odessa, died Sunday, March 15th in Midland. Angel Luis Pando Alvarez, 60, of Odessa, died Saturday, March 14th in Odessa. Services are scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Narcisa Ramirez Primera, 70, of Odessa, died Sunday, March 15th in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Wednesday, March 18th. At Acres West Funeral Chapel. Rosary will be recited at noon prior to the funeral. Burial will be privately held at Ector County Cemetery. Monsignor Robert Bush is officiating. Eduardo Arroyo Ramirez, 97, of Odessa, died Friday, March 13th in Odessa. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Lauren Lynn Silvas, 41, of Odessa, died Monday, March 9th in Odessa. Celebration of life is scheduled for 2 p.m. Saturday, March 21st at Dos Amigos. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Laura Jo Civils, 82, died Sunday, March 15th in Odessa. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Online Education, the New Normal, by Elizabeth Furman. Following the coronavirus outbreak in America, many school districts are making the tough decision to close indefinitely. Though districts are putting the health of their students and communities first with these choices, families across the country are left wondering how their children will continue their education. While schools and educators are moving forward with plans of remote classes, parents may consider turning to discounted and even free online education subscriptions for other learning options in this time of uncertainty. For those searching for daily schedule suggestions and lessons for K through 12 learners, Khan Academy is available to keep your child on track. Khan Academy has lessons, quizzes, and mastery challenges covering kindergarten through early college courses. They also include AP courses and SAT preparation material. This program even has an app for those ages 2 to 7 to keep them occupied beyond important language, reading, and math skills, as it encourages creativity and the development of social-emotional skills. This online subscription conveniently offers free resources and materials for students, teachers, and parents to ease the transition into online learning for everyone. Another option comes from Scholastic that has recently launched its Learn at Home website. They have currently divided into four sections based on grade level, including preschool and kindergarten, first and second grade, third through fifth grade, and finally sixth grade and higher. Every day, Scholastic is offering around 3 hours of educational content for each grade level, which includes English, language arts, STEM, science, social studies, and social-emotional learning. Currently, Scholastic is offering this service for free and will be providing 20 days' worth of content. Families may also look to OutSchool for live online classes for ages 3 to 18. This program provides a wide range of classes with more than 10,000 course choices, which include core studies and AP options. The program even offers courses revolved around your child's interests, with the inclusion of studies focused on popular culture, such as Harry Potter and Minecraft. They also offer group classes in which your child will be connected through video with other children to give them social interaction in a time of social distancing. However, keep in mind with the OutSchool program relies heavily on live interactive video classes, families should make sure their computers, tablets, and cell phones have functioning webcams and microphones so children may participate properly. Currently, OutSchool offers a variety of course length options ranging from one-day classes to semester courses, allowing families to choose the span of their child's online education. In the wake of the coronavirus, this program has received an abundance of donations, giving each family $200 worth of free classes. OutSchool's courses typically range from $5 to $200 a class. Though school closures have left families worried about their child's academic future, the Internet has an access of education materials to fit needs and budgets. In the coming weeks, a child's education may only be a Google search away. TxDOT acting to reduce spread of coronavirus. The Texas Department of Transportation is acting to help reduce the risk of COVID-19. On Friday and over the weekend, the department took several steps to protect the public and TxDOT employees. Given the recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to cancel gatherings of 50 or more, and the request from President Donald Trump to avoid gatherings larger than 10 people, TxDOT is postponing or canceling its in-person public hearings and gatherings through April 3rd. That date is subject to change. This excludes the Texas Transportation Commission meeting on March 26th, which will be addressed separately. When possible, TxDOT will look to offer virtual participation strategies for public input. TxDOT has closed the lobbies of its 12 travel information centers until further notice to help combat the threat of COVID-19. Outside restrooms will remain available at all times and will be regularly cleaned between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. The safety rest areas on highways throughout the state remain open. These provide important rest stops for drivers. Travelers can also still speak with our center counselors about road conditions or travel information between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Anyone can call 1-800-452-9292 or visit drivetexas.org to obtain road condition information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As awareness is key, on March 14th, TxDOT began sharing safety messages on its digital highway signs throughout the state. These messages include give extra space, with each other and on the road, and hands clean to beat COVID-19, be on Texas team. These are short, easy-to-read messages to help reinforce the importance of preventing the spread of the virus. In conjunction with Texas Governor Greg Abbott's disaster declaration related to COVID-19, TxDOT is also requiring its office-based employees to telework beginning March 16th. Teleworking has been an option for TxDOT office-based employees for several years now, and with this temporary new directive, TxDOT will continue serving the state's transportation needs. TxDOT's number one priority is always safety, and the agency is in constant contact with state health and emergency management officials to do its part during this global health situation. Truth about NSAIDs and pain to your good health for Wednesday. Dear Dr. Roach, I have chronic back pain and am on Eliquis. I've heard that the NSAID Celebrex can be taken without a bleeding problem because it is a COX-2 NSAID. Is this true? Does it work for chronic pain? Dr. Roach writes, aspirin and the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, ibuprofen, naproxen, and many others, work by inhibiting the enzymes cyclooxygenase 1 and cyclooxygenase 2. This reduces inflammation and provides pain relief, but it also inhibits the action of the specialized blood clotting cells called platelets. Although aspirin has a strong effect, NSAIDs also increase bleeding risk, especially when taken in combination with other agents that decrease blood clotting, such as warfarin or apixaban, Eliquis. Celecoxib, Celebrex, works by blocking only the enzyme cyclooxygenase 2, hence COX-2 inhibitor. This decreases but does not eliminate bleeding risk. People are still at an increased risk of bleeding on Celebrex and the other COX-2 inhibitors, just not to the same degree as with the traditional NSAIDs. Using Eliquis and Celebrex together increases risk, especially of bleeding from the stomach and intestines. You and your doctor need to decide how bad the back pain is to see if it's worth the risk. I certainly encourage use of other treatments, especially exercise, physical therapy, and Tylenol, before using an NSAID. Topical medications may also help. One other medication I seldom see used, but which might be reasonable, is salicylate. It has minimal, if any effects on the platelets, yet still provides some anti-inflammatory and pain relief effect. Hello, this is Cindy reading Health and Wellness from the MRT for Wednesday. Virtual doctor's visits beneficial during virus outbreak. Dr. Padmaja Patel, Midland Health. Midland Health powers basinmd.com. In case you are wondering about the difference between two words that you have been hearing lately, coronavirus and COVID-19, here's a breakdown. Coronavirus is the name of a group of viruses, four of which cause the common cold. Three of those, SARS, MERS, and the novel coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2, cause more serious infections. SARS-CoV-2 causes the infection COVID-19, coronavirus disease 2019. As I write this piece, we do not have a confirmed case locally. Currently, coronavirus testing is not freely available in our area. We can offer tests only to those who meet the CDC criteria for testing. Cases in the U.S. increase daily. Documented cases are increasing rapidly, even with limited testing. As testing becomes more readily available, the number of infected cases likely is going to increase. We recognize we have person-to-person spread or community spread in the U.S. Those who have a milder form of infection can still transmit the disease to those who are at risk. Researchers are concerned there may be 5 to 10 people with undetected COVID-19 for every confirmed case in the U.S. That is why the time is now to implement social distancing and careful personal space cleaning. About 85% of cases are mild infections, which is good. The typical symptoms are fever, lower respiratory symptoms, dry cough, and body aches and pains. A majority of individuals will experience this milder form of the disease. All you need to do is stay home, take over-the-counter symptomatic medications, practice good hygiene, and maintain social distancing. The milder form of the disease is not a concern unless it involves an older individual with chronic diseases or those with immune deficiencies, in which case it could get worse. The more serious symptoms include fever, chills, body aches, shortness of breath, and signs of dehydration. Once again, younger individuals might overcome this by supportive care at home, but older patients often require hospitalization. About 15% of cases are severe enough to require hospitalization. What should you do if you have flu-like symptoms? If you have symptoms, you should call your primary care provider and seek their guidance before going to urgent care or the emergency room. The Texas Medical Board has now made it easier for physicians to treat patients by phone or through telemedicine, and your physician may be able to treat you remotely. You can also call 68 Nurse, 686-8773. That number again, 686-8773. Once again, we need to be mindful about not spreading potential infection to our healthcare providers, their staff, and those patients who are in the waiting rooms of physician offices. Benefits of a virtual visit. BasinMD.com, powered by Midland Health, offers 24/7 medical care from anywhere using your smartphone, tablet, or computer. During your virtual visit, a healthcare provider can offer a diagnosis, treatment, and medication if appropriate. BasinMD.com connects you to a provider within minutes without leaving the house, features local providers you know and trust, offers urgent care 24/7 in all 50 states. Average wait time will vary depending on demand. Charge is $69 for your visit. Can have up to 4 people for a doctor's visit. This is perfect for parents traveling away from their children or adults who are involved in the care of their elderly parents. can provide prescriptions which are sent electronically to the pharmacy of your choice. To use BasinMD.com, visit the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free BasinMD app. Signing up for an account is free. Does everyone need to be tested for coronavirus? At this time, we don't have enough tests available to offer to everyone who might have milder symptoms or are simply worried about the possibility of having the infection. Thus, our focus should be on a common sense approach to this pandemic, which is washing our hands, practicing social distancing, and looking after our senior members of the community. Do you need a mask? Only those who have respiratory symptoms should wear a mask to avoid spreading airborne droplets. Who is at risk? Older adults and people of any age with underlying health conditions, such as diabetes, lung disease, or heart disease, are at greater risk of severe illness from COVID-19. The biggest concern we have is for the older members of the community, those in nursing homes, those who are immunocompromised, and women who are pregnant. There is also concern for those who are at the front line of this pandemic, our healthcare providers. I applaud both Midland ISD and Ector County ISD leaders for their foresight in closing schools for the next 2 weeks. We are not worried about our children getting sick because they are relatively at lower risk, but they can transmit disease to the older and vulnerable populations at home. There's no need to panic. Americans have been worried and are stocking up on food and other daily essentials. It is good to prepare yourself with about 2 weeks' worth of groceries, but the empty shelves in stores are an overreaction. Food suppliers and retailers in the U.S. insist that our supply chain remains strong. We also need to be mindful of those families who may struggle to purchase in such quantities, and we cannot leave shelves empty for them. Remember, we are all in this together and should be looking after each other. There is hope amid chaos and fear surrounding coronavirus. Agape Counseling Services of West Texas. You listen to the news, it sounds serious. You find out schools, businesses, activities, and even church services are being canceled. Now it is serious. News and governmental advice changes daily. It is a common topic of conversation, especially when shopping at the grocery store for supplies. Here are some thoughts to keep in mind when everyone around you is on high alert. Remind yourself the sky is not falling. Even when the coronavirus does show up in our communities, it is not the end of the world. Healthcare professionals will respond appropriately. Recovery will be the overwhelming norm. Some people are feeding off the current panic even when unfounded. Some people like the adrenaline rush of roller coasters and horror films. Some people by nature are susceptible to drama, phobias, and fear-mongering. The media often sensationalizes because news sells, and bad news sells even better. Change and uncertainty encourages anxiety. This is normal. Routines will be upset. Finances will be impacted. Health concerns will be exacerbated. Coping skills will be tested. All this and more increases stress, but it does not have to undo us. We are resilient people. If you don't believe this, talk to an older person who remembers the Depression, World War II, the nuclear threat of the Cold War, measles and polio outbreaks, droughts and tornadoes, and even the oil busts of recent history. We have survived many threats in the past, both real and imagined. When tested, we have a resource that has proven faithful throughout the ages. That resource is relationship. We come together as families and communities to encourage, assist, and conquer. There is another kind of relationship that is faithful in times of challenge. That relationship is with God Almighty, and it is a gift by faith to anyone regardless of past misdeeds. We can have hope amid chaos. Agape Counseling Services of West Texas is available to help those who feel their struggles are getting the best of them. Together, we can rise in faith above the fear. Health briefs from staff reports. MMH to limit visitors. Midland Memorial Hospital has implemented essential visitor guidelines and screenings. Essential visitors include government personnel, one designated caregiver acting on the patient's behalf, such as a parent of a minor or a legally authorized representative, patient family members no more than one at a time, no one under the age of 18, clergy members authorized by the hospital, and additional family members of patients at the end of life or presenting at the emergency department, subject to hospital policy. Visitors meeting these guidelines will be asked the following questions. Do you have a new cough, shortness of breath, sore throat, or fever within the past 21 days? Have you traveled to Europe, United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland, China, Italy, Iran, or South Korea in the past 21 days? Have you had close contact with a person known or suspected to have COVID-19? Midland Memorial Hospital reports that it has canceled all elective surgeries through the end of the week, according to the recommendation of the American College of Surgeons and the Surgeon General. MMH states that this does not impact endoscopy or cath lab procedures. Next week's surgeries will be evaluated later in the week. Midland Walkabout Voc Sport Club's National Walking Week event has been canceled. The walk, which was April 4th at Midland College, will be rescheduled, according to a club spokeswoman. For more information, contact Alex Rose at alex3haroz@gmail.com. Call 68-NURSE. Midland Memorial Hospital offers a nurse triage program, 68-NURSE. The program is designed to help people determine whether their health situation warrants a trip to the emergency room. Midland residents can call the line by dialing 686-8773. The program is free and available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Nurses are available to determine the best place to receive care, whether it's a neighborhood clinic, urgent care center, emergency room, or stay at home. Finding a doctor. Access to a primary care provider is one mission of Midland Health. Residents who need help finding a physician or setting up an appointment can call 221-3627. 221-3627. Help for long-term care. The Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services has a toll-free number residents can call to obtain information or on services for the disabled or long-term care. For more information, call 855-937-2372. Premarital counseling can be placed to have important discussions. Taylor Ballard Centers. There is a common fear that couples counseling means their relationship is struggling or on the edge of separation. But couples counseling can be much more than a last step before the end of a relationship. For example, couples can seek premarital counseling to help them feel more prepared for their future together. Premarital counseling can help a couple create the path they want to take with one another and begin to open up communication about future hurdles. Premarital counseling is a way to delve into the complicated world of marriage and find solutions before problems or tensions become too big to handle. There are different types of premarital counseling and how they address issues or topics discussed, but overall, premarital counseling helps you develop a deeper connection to your partner. Premarital counseling will look at financial topics, child-rearing options, traditions for the family, communication skills, and many other tools that can improve a relationship. couples can benefit from premarital counseling, whether they are working toward moving in together, getting married, or are just married. As we all know, life is not easy, and not being on the same page as your partner can make life even more difficult. We all have different life experiences and families of origin, which is where tension can come from in a relationship. The way we are raised can play a huge role in how we structure our family and establish family roles for our future family. I see a lot of couples assume their partner has the same ideas as they do for child rearing or discipline, and this falls apart when things get tough because they are not on the same page. Our partner does not need us to be perfect, but they do need us to be consistent and verbalize the needs or wants we have in the relationship. Premarital counseling can provide the space to have some of those harder, deeper discussions about how our life and how the needs of both partners can be intertwined. The majority of couples who attend premarital counseling are religious, according to research. Typically, religious institutions refer couples to premarital counseling or complete the premarital counseling in-house. Religious or not, there are many benefits to seeking therapy before things get big versus waiting until things have blown up in the relationship. Hiding or ignoring the issues can provide us with temporary relief. But just as a soda explodes when shaken too much, we do the same when emotions are stuffed or not heard. Letting the bad and ugly out can be very scary, but once things are aired, healing can follow. If premarital counseling sounds like it could be a benefit to you, know that you have options locally. Most counseling centers offer premarital counseling, but if you are unsure whether you want to start, psychologytoday.com can show you who is available in the area and what their specialties are. Big Texas cities limit bars and restaurants. Second death reported. Associated Press, Austin. The second death in Texas related to COVID-19 was announced Tuesday, hours after Austin joined other major cities statewide in closing bars and restaurant dining rooms to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. The Texas Capitol in Austin also will be closed to the public starting Wednesday. According to a state issued Tuesday by the State Preservation Board, the Capitol will remain open to elected officials, staff, and state agency personnel. The Capitol Visitor Center, the Texas State Cemetery, and the Capitol Visitors Parking Garage also will be closed for the duration of the coronavirus emergency. The University of Texas system on Tuesday instructed its 8 academic campuses to, effective immediately, move all classes online for the rest of the spring semester and postponed graduation ceremonies until the fall. With no classes held on campus, system officials are urging students to go home. Campus residents and dining halls will be limited to only those students who don't have alternative housing. Graduating students will still receive their degrees. Also Tuesday, Governor Greg Abbott activated the Texas National Guard in response to the outbreak, describing it as a preparative measure. Abbott said there were no current plans for deployments. El Paso closed its bars and ordered restaurant capacities cut in half Tuesday in an effort to deter the COVID-19 spread. Galveston Mayor Jim Yarbrough ordered the island's cities, bars, and restaurants to close, as well as all public amusement venues, including museums, the Pleasure Pier, and Moody Gardens, effective Wednesday. Hotel restaurants will be allowed to serve hotel guests only. These decisions do not come lightly, but are the most prudent we can make at this time, Yarbrough said. This is not to create panic, but is out of an abundance of caution to meet the federal guidelines and the guidance we have received from the medical community about social distancing. Houston has also enacted restrictions on bars, clubs, and restaurants, in hopes of keeping people home. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. For some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia. The vast majority of people recover from the virus. According to the World Health Organization, people with mild illness recover in about 2 weeks, while those with more severe illness may take 3 to 6 weeks to recover. On Monday, Dallas restricted public gatherings to 50 people. In North Texas, Tarrant County health officials say test results on a 77-year-old man who died Sunday came back positive Tuesday for COVID-19, the illness caused by the new coronavirus. In a statement, county officials say the man was a resident of the Texas Masonic Retirement Center in Arlington. Tarrant County teams are working with retirement center administrators to assess other residents and staff as a search is mounted for the possible source of the infection. The announcement came after that late Monday night from Matagorda County health officials along the Texas coast that a man in his late 90s who died had tested positive for COVID-19. He was the first COVID-19-related death known in Texas. Officials said they were reviewing a possible community link between that man and the county's first COVID-19 case, a 60-year-old woman who is being treated at a hospital for pneumonia. The woman traveled around Texas but had not left the state, said Mitch Thames, a county spokesman. Company Spotlight, search for a cure. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals shares leaped to their highest price in nearly 3 years after the biotechnology company said it could begin human studies on a treatment for the new coronavirus by early summer. The Tarrytown, New York-based company said its researchers had identified hundreds of virus-neutralizing antibodies and would select the top two to initiate large-scale manufacturing by mid-April with an antibody cocktail therapy. Regeneron said it had used the same technology in the past to develop a successful treatment for the Ebola virus. The company said it aims to produce hundreds of thousands of prophylactic doses per month by the end of summer and hopes to have smaller quantities available for initial clinical testing at the beginning of the summer. Regeneron shares jumped 12% to $491.69 on Tuesday.
Hi, this is Bailey reading Local and State from the Odessa American for Sunday, March 15th. Vintage Deluxe Finds New Owner, New Home by Royal McGregor. Vintage Deluxe moved from one antique store to another. Before the start of the calendar year, Justin Van purchased the antique store located on West County Road from Keith Camp. 2 months after he purchased the antique store, Van moved the business from a strip mall to a standalone building on 8th Street, which sits about 4 blocks away from the downtown Odessa. Vintage Deluxe held a grand opening on February 22nd. Van explained during a phone interview, the new building gives him an extra 1,000 square feet of space. The previous antique store was called My Favorite Things Antique Mall. It worked out awesome, Van said. There are people that come in all the time and say, oh, wow, that place has changed a lot. I tell them we are a new antique store. We definitely see people that we haven't seen before, and we have a pretty good following that try to keep up with us on a regular basis. One of the biggest stipulations Van made to Camp about purchasing the antique business was to keep the same staff and have April Patino continue to run day-to-day operations. Patino admitted she was a little hesitant due to the initial change, as she said she worked for Vintage Deluxe for the last 5 years. She's also the only employee who can repair record players. Prior to committing to the new owner, Patina wanted to ensure that the antique store stayed the same. Vintage Deluxe is an antique store made up of multiple vendors. I was very excited to hear that he didn't want to change anything. Patino said of Van, he just wanted the cool shop to stay open. I felt pretty good about that. Van said it was important for the antique store to keep Patino as the face of the business. Van owns and operates two businesses in Midland, so he admitted that he can't be at Vintage Deluxe every day. Van said he has a family-run business called Basin Trailer and Equipment, and the other company is Van's Gas Anchors. She's young, but by far one of the best workers I've ever had, Van said of Patino. It was critical for any kind of success the store was going to have was through the employees that are there. Suzette Carson, who worked as a cashier in Chopin, believes the new location on A Street will serve the business better. It's a bigger location. We have our own parking area. It's downtown, and there's always traffic, she said. The open windows allow people to see what we have in the store. In the other store, we had open windows, but it was blocked a lot. Patino said the antique store moved in about a week. She said it was hectic moving from one location to the other, as everyone who works at the store, including the previous owner, Camp, helped in the move. Though Vintage Deluxe was in a new location, Patino said there's always emotional attachment to the first old building. It was definitely a headache, but we knew it was going to benefit us. In the end, Patino said, everyone was all motivated to get moved in. Control the sticker shock of your prescription medications by Levi Stone, Chief Nursing Officer. Stop me if this sounds familiar. After a routine visit with your physician, you get a set of prescriptions and take them to your pharmacy to be filled. Upon picking up your medications, the cashier rings up the purchase. Expecting a modest total, you instead hear something sounding more like a mortgage payment. While many of your medications are relatively inexpensive, the sticker shock of your one or two takes your anxiety levels to newfound heights. Wondering how in the world such a cost discrepancy exists between medications and why insurance doesn't cover any more than this, you leave with more questions than answers. However, some of these answers can be found a few computer clicks away or quick phone calls to your insurance provider. As with any business strategy, insurance providers look for ways to reduce expenses and operating costs. One such way is by working directly with pharmacies and pharmaceutical distribution companies in negotiating best pricing for prescription drugs. Considering the thousands of different prescription drugs available to treat a variety of illnesses and diseases, it doesn't make sense to carry every single one of them. With variabilities such as expiration dates, shelf life limitations, storage capacities, drug recalls, advancements in medicine, and generic versions of medications, having too much inventory equates to waste and thus lost revenue. Insurance companies offset this by sticking to an established formulary. Formularies are established to provide specified medications approved to be prescribed for particular hospitals, health systems, or health insurance policy. These are created with an intent to improve efficiency, safety, and of course cost-effectiveness of drugs. A formulary may be referred to as a drug list to help guide clinicians and pharmacists in prescribing and dispensing the safest, least expensive medications available to the consumer. However, because prescription plans and insurance companies and policies can vary, not all formularies are created equal. Additionally, physicians often prescribe based on the results they've seen with certain medications. Even in prescribing generic versions of medications, physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants may not know every single formulary to each individual insurance plan and policy. As a patient, knowing your insurance provider's formulary will help you in a great position to save your hard-earned money. Obtaining a formulary is easy as making a few computer clicks or simple phone call away. Either going directly to your insurance provider's website or using a preferred search engine, once you get to the main site, type formulary or drug list into the site search bar. This should take you directly to a designated link to your provider's current formulary, which can be reviewed and printed off. Take this list with you at your next doctor's appointment to review with your healthcare team so they can gain a better understanding of which prescribed drug options are available to hopefully keep your bank account as healthy as you. But what about a medication you've been on for years, or your doctor is insistent that there isn't an acceptable alternative based on the formulary list provided? It's not to say this can be accomplished without a tremendous out-of-pocket expense, but it will take a bit more effort and proactive dialogue between your physicians, your insurance provider, and perhaps even yourself. Additional documentation, sharing of specifics within medical records, and peer-to-peer reviews between your physician and a clinician working for the insurance provider may be in order to provide more proof of necessity. In some instances, this can take days, weeks, or even months to finalize. If this is something you know might be inevitable, get with your physician early to avoid the possibility of any delays that may occur in getting your prescription filled. With the rising cost of healthcare, particularly prescription medications, every cost-controlling option should be at your disposal. Knowing your insurance's formulary, aka drug list, is an opportunity to help you and your family stay ahead financially and avoid unnecessary out-of-pocket expenses.
Dear Abby, for Monday, March 16th. Woman ready for intimacy is not ready for pregnancy. Dear Abby, 2 years ago, I had a miscarriage. The guy was nothing more than a fling. We were careful and never did anything without protection, but it happened anyway. I have now been in a relationship with a really great guy for 4 months. I said I wanted to take it slow, and he has been very supportive. But we are both getting antsy to move to the next step of intimacy. My problem is I can't seem to stop having anxiety attacks when I think about the possibility of getting pregnant again, even using two forms of birth control. Neither one of us wants kids now or in the future. How do I get past this fear? Worried in Wyoming. Dear Worried, a way to do that would be to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about what options would be for using a long-term form of birth control, such as a slow-release implant or an IUD. If your state had a Planned Parenthood clinic nearby, I would normally recommend going there. However, when I checked online, I was shocked to discover there is no longer a clinic in your entire state, which means you may have to go as far as Colorado to find one. Dear Abby, I am increasingly frustrated with a colleague's daily demeanor. She is a supervisor in my department, although I no longer report directly to her. But my office is adjacent to hers, and I see her frequently. Every day when she arrives, I greet her with my standard, "Good morning, how are you?" And she replies with a heavy sigh and some vague remark about how tired she is or some other general complaint. Even if I don't ask about her welfare, she will still offer the same negative remarks. She does this with other coworkers as well. Is there an effective response I can offer that would help her to reframe or at least stop with the heavy martyrdom? Tired of hearing it. Dear Tired, because she constantly volunteers with a heavy sigh that she's tired, consider pointing out that she has been saying the same thing for a long time and suggest she consult a doctor about it. The one thing you should definitely stop doing is personalizing it the way it appears you do. Dear Abby, my husband, a successful attorney, and I are in our 50s and have been married 10 years. He is an educated man. The problem, he does not like to wash his hands. I often ask him to please wash his hands when he exits the bathroom, but he refuses. He sees no problem with it. He also has no problem sticking his bare hands in the candy jar or any other dish with food in it. Not only is this unsanitary, but I find it disgusting. What are your thoughts? I've done away with the candy jar, but this happens at dinner too. Wash up in Illinois. Dear Wash, your husband should wash his hands after using the bathroom, if only out of respect for your feelings. That he refuses speaks volumes about him. I would suggest having sanitary wipes on your dinner table, but he would probably refuse to use them. Doing away with the candy dish was smart. Now it's time to plate your husband's food for him in the kitchen so that his fingers won't touch the communal food. And if he pitches a fit, plate your own so he can't touch it. Dear Abby, for Wednesday, March 18th. Words of wisdom impart lesson in self-respect. Dear Abby, I have carried a worn clipping of your definition of maturity with me for many years because it has been inspirational to me. I even gave a copy of it to my younger brother. Is it part of your publications? I feel it is relevant today because both the young and old could use a lesson in respect and self-respect. Can you reprint it? Francis in Dallas. Dear Francis, with pleasure, here it is. Definition of maturity. Maturity is the ability to stick with a job until it is finished. The ability to do a job without being supervised. The ability to carry money without spending it. And the ability to bear an injustice without wanting to get even. This definition of maturity is included in my booklet, Keepers, a compilation of humorous and inspirational items, poems, and short essays that readers have asked me to include in my column because they held special meaning for them. Many, like you, also have said they kept articles until they were worn and yellowed with age. Many readers suggested the articles be put together in a booklet. Filled with clever observations, Keepers' subjects are diverse, covering a variety of topics, including parenting, children, aging, animals, forgiveness, etc. My booklet can be ordered by sending your name and mailing address, plus check or money order for $8 U.S. funds to Dear Abby Keepers Booklet, P.O. Box 447, Mount Morris, Illinois, 61054-0447. Shipping and handling are included in the price. Filled with down-to-earth nuggets of wisdom, both witty and philosophical, the Keepers Booklet is an inexpensive welcome gift for newly married couples, pet lovers, or anyone recovering from an illness. It's also an inspiring, positive, quick, and easy read for anyone who could use a lift. Dear Abby, I've been friends with Brenda for nearly 40 years. We've had our share of tough times, but I've always been a good friend to her, even though it felt one-sided. The last straw for me was a few months ago when I had major surgery. I didn't hear from her for 3 weeks, and when she did call, she talked about her life the whole time and showed no interest in how I was doing. Brenda has now had major surgery. 2 weeks have gone by, and I haven't called her. I want her to have a taste of her own selfish medicine. I have been upfront with her in the past that she hasn't always been there for me. She apologizes, but nothing changes. Am I being too sensitive about her lack of caring about anyone but herself? Over it in California. Dear Over It, I don't think so. But if you step back and review your relationship with Brenda, you will realize that it has always been this way. Perhaps it's time to reevaluate whether maintaining the kind of relationship you have with her is worth the effort, because after 40 years, she isn't going to change. Either accept her as she is or move on. Here are horoscopes for Wednesday, March 18th. Jacqueline Begar's stars. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Happy birthday for Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. This year you free yourself of a cumbersome family obligation and feel much better. You make more money from your chosen field, and this gives you the confidence to consider a career change. Friends turn to you for help. If single, an unexpected meeting turns into a very serious relationship. You feel as if you have come home. If attached, you find your partner is beautifully supportive. You go on a life-changing vacation together. Your partner makes you laugh more. Taurus anchors you. A baby born today has a sun in Pisces and a moon in Capricorn until 9:16 p.m. when the moon enters Aquarius. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 3 stars. an authority figure challenges you on a topic close to your heart. The discussion is cleared by the end of the day and your mood lightens. Check your budget before planning your evening. Tonight, have some well-deserved fun. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Uncertainty affects your plans, so it's best to let go of control and go with the flow. Indulge in a book or a movie you've been wanting to catch up on. A foreign friend contacts you out of the blue. Tonight, make contingency plans. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. An old partner wants your opinion on a financial matter. Give cool-headed advice while keeping your own cards close to your chest. You receive an invitation to a party. New clothes are in order. Tonight, clear out your closet. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 2 stars. You feel moody as the day begins, and an argument with a partner unexpectedly clears the air. Your mind is not focused on work, but you get a lot done. Planning a vacation ahead may be precisely what the doctor ordered. Tonight, go out somewhere new. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. You have more work than you know how to deal with, but your friends pitch in and help you get it done. Finances are on the upswing. Plan a new budget with a splurge. A child wants to share a project with you. Tonight, return calls first. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 5 stars. You are called upon to judge a loved one's creative project. Remember that enthusiasm goes a long way, even more than constructive criticism. You meet someone new who intrigues you. Trust your heart over your head. Tonight, talk with an old friend. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 3 stars. You think of someone from your past and still have regrets. Make sure to forgive yourself enough so you can move on. Work is plentiful today, and you interact with new and interesting people. Splurge on a little item as a reward. Tonight, exactly as you like it. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. A sibling or old friend needs your help today. There's really nothing you can do but listen. You might post some information online that will go viral. Choose your content carefully. You receive a book as a present. Tonight, get together with new friends. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 5 stars. An annoying bill gets sorted out by midday, and you feel free as a bird. You decide to celebrate with a family member, just the two of you. The more complex dimension of your personality opens up to new possibilities. Tonight, have a good night's sleep. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 3 stars. You feel pressured to control aspects of your life that cannot fit into your ideal plan. A loved one asks you to lighten up, and instead of taking offense, you actually listen. By the end of the day, a niggling health matter has cleared up. Tonight, post a new profile photo. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 5 stars. Unexpected healing takes place today in your deepest self. Others notice something different about you and comment on how well you're looking. You feel better than you have in a long time. A child clamors for your time and you give it. Tonight, take the night off. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. A chance encounter changes your outlook in the best possible way. It will point you in a new direction, one you hadn't thought of before. Remember what is important to you. You get a significant invitation for the weekend. Tonight, answer emails. Born today, psychic Edgar Cayce, 1877. Singer Wilson Pickett, 1941. Actress Queen Latifah, 1970. Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or your favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.